brothers and sisters, and welcome, welcome to Food for the Journey. I mentioned it the other day, and I'm sure in the days to come I'll say a lot more, but we've been through a very hard time. Many of us are still going through that very hard time. Jobs have been affected. All kinds of things have gone on in our lives. Illness, so many difficulties. The Lord is saying to us, I believe, turn to me. Look to me. Whatever help we can give one another on this earth, please do that. But first of all, just say, Lord, what would you have me do? How can I handle this situation? What do you want of me? And we take a look now at the readings, and I think they can be very helpful for Sunday, August 2nd. Thus says the Lord, Isaiah 55, verses 1 to 3. Thus says the Lord, all you who are thirsty, come to the water. You who have no money, come, receive grain and eat. Come without pain and without cost. Drink wine and milk. Why spend your money for what is not bread and your wages for what fails to satisfy? Heed me, and you shall eat well. You shall delight in rich fare. Come to me heedfully. Listen that you may have life. I will renew with you the everlasting covenant, the benefits assured to David. Oh, brothers and sisters, how much have we turned to the Lord in the last number of months with this plague, I call it, upon us? How often have we turned to the Lord for help? And yet, he says, all you who are thirsty, come to the water. You have no money? Come, receive grain and eat. Come without pain and without cost. And he uses us, one another, to help those who are in difficulty. But we go to the source first. And we say, Lord, please take care of this need for me. Please help me. Please will you show me the way. Or please give me a way around this or a way to deal with this. Turn to him first. And then perhaps a friend will turn to you whom God has set apart for you to ask you what you need. Perhaps not. There'll be silence. And you need to persevere. Just say, Lord, show me. And then turn to a neighbor, of course, and turn to others. But always go to God first. Because sometimes God wants to give you what you need himself. He wants to show you a different way. Sometimes he wants to do it through his brothers and sisters and our brothers and sisters. But sometimes he wants to do it directly. So give him the chance and then turn to others and ask for the help that you need. And the responsorial psalm. Psalm 145, and these are mixed up, not mixed up a little bit, but separated a little bit, verses 8 and 9, then verses 15 and 16, and then verses 17 and 18. The hand of the Lord feeds us. He answers all our needs. The Lord is gracious and merciful, slow to anger and of great kindness. The Lord is good to all. And compassionate toward all his works. That means when he looks at us with love and compassion. No matter what mistakes we've made, he wants to forgive and to heal and to restore and to make well. The hand of the Lord feeds us. He answers all our needs through other brothers and sisters, yes, but he answers all our needs. The eyes of all look hopefully to you, and you give them their food in due season. You open your hand, you satisfy the desire of every living thing. The hand of the Lord feeds us. He answers all our needs. I'm going to stop there and just say, your needs. He's not saying what you would like, but your needs. Remember that. And he is holy in all his works. The Lord is near to all who call upon him in truth. The hand of the Lord feeds us. He does it through many, many different needs, but the source is always the Lord. And sometimes when we've been through great difficulties, we really do experience brothers and sisters helping us out because they come from the Lord to help us in our needs. Let's take a look now at the reading from Romans chapter 8, verses 35 to 39. Brothers and sisters, what will separate us from the love of Christ? Will anguish or distress like we've been through recently, or persecution or famine or nakedness or peril or the sword? No, in all these things we conquer overwhelmingly through Him who loved us. For I am convinced that neither death, nor life, nor angels, nor principalities, nor present things, nor future things, nor powers, nor height, nor depth, nor any other creature will be able to separate us from the love of God in Christ Jesus our Lord. And many of you listening to this program, perhaps older people in your family have died. God came for them. He brought them to Himself. Fear not. When we need, tell the Lord what our need is. And then it's fine to turn and ask someone else. And I think I've said this to you before. It's time. Yes, we need to turn to the Lord. Turn to Him first. And then look around. And if there's someone who can meet our need, absolutely ask them. Because God comes to us in many ways. He can come directly to us. He can come in relatives and friends. He can help us and meet our needs. Fear not, brothers and sisters. Fear not. And now we take a look at the Gospel, Matthew chapter 14, verses 13 to 21. When Jesus heard of the death of John the Baptist, He withdrew in a boat to a deserted place by Himself. And the crowds heard of this, and they followed Him on foot from their towns. And when He disembarked and saw the vast crowd, His heart was moved with pity for them, and He cured their sick. When it was evening, the disciples approached Him and said, "This is a deserted place, and it is already late. Dismiss the crowd so that they can go to the villages and buy food for themselves." But Jesus said to them, "There is no need for them to go away. Give them some food yourselves." But they said to Him, "Five loaves and two fish are all we have here." Then He said, "Bring them here to Me." And He ordered the crowds to sit down on the grass. And taking the five loaves and the two fish and looking up to heaven, He said the blessing, broke the loaves, and gave them to His disciples, who in turn gave them to the crowds. They all ate and were satisfied. And they picked up the fragments left over, 12 wicker baskets full. Those who ate were about 5,000 men, not counting the women and children. We're talking about maybe 15,000 people. Really? Brothers and sisters, here's a miracle, but I want you to notice something about Jesus. When His very good friend John the Baptist died, Jesus went in a boat into a deserted place to be by Himself. He was mourning the loss of His very good friend. But when the crowds heard of this, they followed Him, came right to where He was. And Jesus saw them, and He was moved with pity, and He worked an enormous miracle for them. I mean, really, brothers and sisters, that's just not easy, is it? Brothers and sisters, please, please bring all your needs to the Lord. Bring everything you need to the Lord. He loves you without price. If He, when it was a dearest friend of His who died, a very good friend of His who died, and he wanted time to mourn. And yet, our needs, in a sense, our needs, when he heard them, when he saw them, he put them first. And he took care of others. And then, perhaps, he went by another way and spent some time in silence. But I want you to notice the lesson that Jesus gave us there. You know, so often we can say, oh, I'd really like to help that person, but I have to bake this pie. Or I really would like to help this person, but, you know, I'm going to be making a big dinner tomorrow, and I just really don't have the time to do it. How many times does that happen in our lives? Honestly, be honest. If your schedule is clear and free, you'd say, oh, yes. But if your schedule is crowded, shall we say, what's really essential? Would the need of your neighbor be more essential than your own? There are times when that happens. And blessed, very blessed, is the man or woman who can look at the situation and say, I could do both things, but I don't want to. I don't want to. But is God asking this of you? Would God like you to give him more? Think about that. Think about how selfish we can become. And we can turn away the poor and the sick so easily. We can see them on the streets. We can see them just lounging around at a corner. Brothers and sisters, don't get into the mindset that what I am doing is most important. Ask the Lord, Lord, if you have a conflict there, or at least doing two things one after the other is going to make you tired, well, ask the Lord, Lord, what do you want me to do? I often saw it in my own family, my mother and my father, would go out and take care of other people, put their needs right during the workday. They would go out and care for other people. It wasn't every day, but there were certainly times when it happened. And one or the other would go. One of them had to stay with the children, obviously, but one would go. Brothers and sisters, God wants us to be generous with those who are in need. He really wants us to put others first if we can. Sometimes the need in our own family is the most important, but sometimes it isn't. Brothers and sisters, look how generous God has been with us. I remember a friend of mine who used to say when he would do something, Lord, this is for you. And he would do it for somebody, but he'd say, Lord, this is for you because of all you've done for me. And that's what we want to be like. Thank you, Lord, for all you do for us. God bless you. For a free copy of my booklet, Hope in the Midst of Suffering, please call our toll-free number 1-800-282-4789. That's 1-800-282-4789. Or go to our website, renewalministries.net/FFJ. That's renewalministries.net/FFJ.